wonderful time to be here, I tell you. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's here to enlighten our darkness, you know, and set us free from the natural and from the normal. I really like that song. I'm over here asking Glow, you know, who did that song? Who did that song? Roy Fields? Okay. Roy Fields. Okay, so here's why I liked it personally, because I could tell in there they had elevated to another realm. Okay, that's why I like that song. I don't know, the words are wonderful, but even when you're saying holy, like he said, you're singing it with the angels. In other words, you're singing it in another realm, you know, with the 24 elders and such. And so, you know, that's the course that the Lord has to take us. He has to take you and me into another realm. And you can tell it's when it's in the music and in the song. You know, he would say things like, it's not like a man. You need an angel to say it to you. You understand? It can't be human. See, it's got to be of another realm. We get used to the natural too quickly. And see, and so here's what happens, and that's where the curse is, when you get used to the natural too quickly. And here's what God does. He sends a messenger right out of heaven. I'm not talking about, you know, we think a messenger is somebody who can preach the word, whatever, and has a degree. No, a messenger is somebody that comes from another realm to get you back off the earth into the heavenlies. That's a true messenger in God's mind. It's not someone that's going to rebuke you or tell you what's right or wrong, because a lot of times preachers don't know what's right or wrong. A messenger is somebody coming from another realm to get you back into the heavenly realm itself. And so when I hear that song, I can tell that he got there. See, because he's talking about it's an angel. It's an angel. You know, you don't need human words anymore. You need something from you need something that's going to take you back in the sphere you belong to. And it's transcendent. It lifts you up to another place that's higher than you. This is the normal gospel as God considers it. You know, we've lost it, of course, predominantly. But you see, this is why, like, when Courtney got slain over here, we saw a messenger come to her and get her out of the natural. We saw it right in front of our own eyes. Right? Heaven visited her. It's the same thing what happened to Mary, right? And Mary, this messenger came. This messenger came and said, what I'm about to do has to come from heaven. So I'm going to send you a messenger and tell you about a whole new birth that's not of this world. Okay. And so this has to be this way in our time. You know, this is not like Mary is not a Bible story. It's like, what has to happen to Cheryl? It has to happen to Liller. It has to happen to Niter. Something from heaven has to come to you and awaken your darkness. And so when we hear a song like that, oh, heaven visited that man. Oh, I'm like, what's his name? What's his name? Because I can tell he was singing from, you know, this is his words. It's at the throne. It's at the throne. You know, the 24 elders, he's not spouting scripture. He's telling you what he's sensing in his heart. It's living in him. It got on the inside of him. See, the light came on. And so what's communicated through him starts to get off on us. He's a messenger. And so, you know, we don't want to just hear a song. We want to hear the song with the glory on it that comes from another realm. Okay. And for this house right here, God's not going to let it happen any other way. You understand? You know, that's how she got here. She got here. You know, this was a living example to us. She got here the way that everything has to go. And then as the kids walk by, I told Kristen, let them come up here by me before they went out, because I knew by the unction inside of me, if I put my hands on them, their minds come open to something spiritual, right? You understand? They start. I just knew it. That something they're going to receive now. Now they can hear it. Because I know there are times when I'm reading, and nothing's, you know, even sometimes when I'm preparing, nothing's clicking. I can't feel it yet. There's nothing lifted yet. I'm not in heaven yet, if I could say it that way. There's no transcendent grace, like, you know, and I find myself trying too hard. You got to stop trying. God, this is all you, you know. You know, I tell Mike this, you know, it's the foolishness of preaching, you know. You know, really, it's not what you say, it's just who's in you saying it, you know. And if you don't have that visitation, just like Mary, if you don't have that visitation, then you can spout out all you want. There's got to be a lifting. Okay? So come. There's a such thing as a spiritual education, where the knowledge you get is not of this world. That it comes from a higher realm, and it, we call it revelation. But again, you get sometimes you can use words too much, and people. You know, but revelation, this is the man was singing about. We don't want man. It's a revelation of Jesus. It's a revelation of Jesus, right? And so this is where we start living in the realm of revelation from Jesus. Like Spark says, it's not imitation; it's revelation. So people can easily imitate a song, but, you know, do we have a revelation of the song we're singing? And God, we thank you for revelation knowledge in this man, where he counts things in the natural actually hideous until he receives sight from on high. But we thank you for the grace on him to do that. The Holy Spirit's going to visit you with that. I guarantee you that. Amen. You too, Lilla. Now, can you feel the environment, right? You can feel the environment. See, there's grace gets in the environment, see. And good song, D, to play. Good song to play, D. She be hearing, Ra. She be, right? So, because unless I can give Cheryl revelation, Jesus says, she won't know me. Unless I give her revelation, she won't know me. She can keep trying in her natural mind, but she won't know me, see. She can read about me in the Bible over and over, but she won't know me until the light come on, okay? Then that just keeps getting quickened, right, Shanique? We get renewed day by day. This thing gets stronger, we get renewed day by day. Okay, now, Rainey has been telling us that it's back to Genesis 1, see? Yeah. See? So I'm sitting there this morning, and the Lord said, remember what Rainey said? So the title here is Genesis 1, Rainey. Right? And see, I'll say it like this. Night, I'll say it like this. Genesis 1, most people know Genesis 1, in the beginning, God, created. But do we have light on it? See? See, that's the question. See, every word of God, every one back, even every word, there's something hidden behind it, you know. It's just like you have a body, and I can see it in the natural, but that body is not you. Inside of your body is the real you, right? So you really are hidden from us. You understand? You are hidden from us, Dan. We don't see you unless we can discern you by the Spirit. See, all we see is your body, your outward stuff. You know. So what we do then is we spend mankind. I'll say it that way. Mankind spends a whole lot of time making sure that body's straight, and dressing it up, and you know. I won't go too far with this. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. You know, that's why we took the scripture out of context, but that's why Peter would say, why do you adorn yourself with outward beauty, and God prizes what really what he's put down on the inside, see? Because you're not on the outside, you know. Mike's looking all good, right? Yeah, okay. He's looking all good. But he's got like a God looks at the heart. The invisible of you. See? It's the invisible of you. So, you know. So, when we read the word, Liller, we don't look at the invisible of it. All we see is the outer, you know. It's like draining. Genesis 1 wasn't written for a story. It was to show you behind the scenes, right? So we read it, and I believe God created the earth, you know. But those days of creation, it has to do with Raquel. Everything in there has to do with you. We're just going to get through a couple verses today. But all 7 days, all of them is about you and the Spirit. I guarantee it. Every bit of it. But every bit of it. Every bit of it. We're going to do a little bit this morning, but all of it, right? If we could go through 7 days, it would take us 6 months. That's how spiritual that every word and nugget that thing is about your life. And I like to say it like this. See, God's been preparing us for this so that we can hear this. Rainey had the inside scoop. She's life in the spirit, right? Life in the spirit, Rainey. You want to take the mic, Rainey? You want me to do this? Okay. But I can tell y'all feel me. See, if you read the word, Liller, in a natural mind, you'll never get it unless Jesus helps you, unless a messenger comes. Oh, y'all follow me. I'm not necessarily talking about myself. I'm talking unless an angel comes from another realm to give you light on the scripture. Even Genesis 1. That's why Rainey got it. What we take for granted, we know already. We got no light on it. So, you know, you can read the word of God and just take it literally. God, you know, it's all on the surface. You take it literally. That literal interpretation of it that you study about and you want to give a message on, that literal interpretation can become a monopoly. It can monopolize your thinking. And so that, you know what a monopoly is? That I got such a corner on things, I got no competition. Right? And that's how your literal thinking of the word can be, but that's no revelation involved at all. No revelation at all. Satan's got a monopoly on your mind. He ain't even worried about it. Like, I ain't got no competition. He ain't going to get it from you. You can't compete with him. You can't compete with Satan. He's like, I got no competition. As long as he's in himself, I got no competition. I can put whatever price I want on it. And you think you got it. You see, it monopolizes your thinking, see. It monopolizes, it takes over your thinking where you can't get out. You can't buy your way out, you know. That's why Jesus had to do it for you. Are y'all following me? So he's this guy singing this song. I'm like, oh. Jesus done paid something for him. And he found his way out. Because he wouldn't find his way out, you know. You know, it's like I was telling Pastor Rogers, you know, she parked her car at the house. You know, while we're going to the banks, and she said, I said, no problem. I said, it's just $20 a day. They got a monopoly, you know. But, you know, Pastor Ross zinged me, you know, Jesus paid it all, what she said. I don't like her. She can zing you, can't she, Mike? But Dean, let's do that Genesis 1. I like the Rob. That's the Rob translation. I like the English New English. What's the New English? What's the translation? The English contemporary English or something like that. Look at this. First, this God created the heavens and the earth. All you'd see, you don't see. All you see, you don't see. That's why I like this. All you see. See, your natural mind, you say, oh, okay, good. That's good knowledge. But you don't see. Right? Earth was a soup of nothingness. A bottomless emptiness. An inky blackness. And God's spirit brooded like a bird above the water. Now, guess who that is? Yes. Genesis 1. You keep thinking there's some good in you? Read Genesis 1. Right? Release it. Before Christ, you are inky blackness. It took, just like, see, this isn't talking about, this is not, this is spiritual. He's not trying to give you a history lesson. He's trying to define you. And until God came and brooded over you, your inky blackness, until he started brooding over you. Rainy, Genesis 1. He's taking us back to Genesis 1. So you know how dark you are, but how much grace came to you. And how that in yourself, and Jesus tried to tell you this, but you just said, you know, it can't mean that, you know. But then if you read about yourself right here, if you look past the words and see who you really are, you know, there's no condemnation. It's thank God for the mercy, you know. But you got to know what you are and what you're not, you know. You keep trying to do good, there's nothing in you to do it. Right? So look, Courtney, it was in there right when Moses was writing about it. We think we got some technology and some knowledge, you know, and big brains and stuff like that. And it's nothing that can touch a revelation of the word itself or the revelation of Jesus himself, right? So look, it took a bird above the watery abyss. Who do you think that bird was? That dove, right? Here come that dove. And he come from what? Another realm. So we get light on that. We get revelation on that. Somebody had come from another realm to take care of me when I had no hope at all, right? His Genesis 1. So we're starting to walk out this whole, how did Paul call it? There's a new creation. There's a new creation. And this creation had it in mind right here, you know. You just had to look at it. Think about that. So God sent a messenger. And what did he say? Light. What did he say? Light. And light appeared. In other words, unless he said it over your life, you have no light at all. Come on up here, Lilla. Come on, let's do an example, Lilla. So here's this inky blackness, void. What does the King James say? We're void and empty and void without form, right? What good could come out of her? And then, bam, light. You know, look. Then God saw the light and it was good. Look, nothing good in Lilla, but he saw the light. The only light, who's the light of the world? Who's the Jesus? The only thing good in Lillard is the light himself, a person. That's the only thing good in Lillard is the light himself. It's the only way God can say good is that the light himself came. Otherwise, nothing happened. Nothing was good before. Darkness is void. Right? Now the light has come. Now, look, Mike. Now I can see the throne. Now I can see that messenger. Now I can see those angels. Now I can see that realm that was when I was empty and void. I couldn't see a thing. Oh, I had religion, but I didn't see anything. See, Courtney, see, you're Genesis 1. Is God thinking about you in Genesis? He's thinking about you. Look, this is before the fall. Can y'all look, Rainy? How eternal can we get, Rainy? How eternal can we get, Rainy? What natural knowledge can mess with this? Satan has no more. He had a monopoly, but now his goose is cooked. Yeah, right. Until the word will kill you. I'm talking about the scriptures will kill you until there's light on them. Are y'all following me? It's got to be light, guys. It's got to be light. And so, again, I go to the song. And we start to sense somebody's walking and light came to him. And now he's singing and worshiping with the angels, right? He's doing it with the angels. Heaven is in some far off place. He's right there with them. He can see it. See, you think it's heaven when you die, you go there. No, heaven is what you see. It's just what the light comes, guys. Right? Well, even Jesus said, today you'll be in paradise with me. He just turned his eyes on. All he did was turn his eyes on. He didn't have to come transport him somewhere. He just turned his eyes on. Oh, y'all follow me? It's a quickening happened, right? And so here's the Holy Ghost come on this lady, quickening her, so you can see me now, right? What now faith is the substance, right? Now it is. It's not later. It's not when you die. It's now, you know. Rainy, now Genesis is. Right. Genesis is now. Yes, sir. That's why we like that baby named Genesis. Yeah. Now Genesis is, you know. Follow me. So yeah, I got Genesis around her neck. I got Genesis, see? Yeah. Thank you. Right? See every word in there. Look, formless and void and empty, right? We're void of knowledge, right? We don't have any spiritual knowledge, you know. That's the voidness about you before the light came. You thought you had new things of the Bible, but you were void of any spiritual knowledge, right? And then until the light comes, I'm going to hold your hand. Until the light comes, see, it's formless, void, you know, no knowledge, no goodness, you know. We think there was some good in there. You were void of any goodness. Those are the words. You're void of any goodness. What you think, see, people don't have any idea what goodness is. Because we're void of it. We don't have any good, we don't have any sense of, it's only as the spirit and light comes can you know, oh, that's good. Because it's in the light of God's eyes and not man. See? Yeah. Look, Rob got it made. Cain. The other Rob. See, everybody with me? All right, slow down. Because what he thought was good was only in his void and formless state. So it had nothing, you know. Look, here's why Jesus said it like this. There's no one good but the Father. Are y'all following me? Because you don't even know what goodness is until it passes you by and you see it. Are y'all following me? It's a spiritual thing. It has to come from another realm, right? I'm sorry, but he didn't know what goodness was. Somebody said, I helped the man. I gave him a dollar the other day. You don't know. You think that's good. That ain't no good. That's not good. I don't care if you gave him a dollar or $500,000. And I'm watching, you know, a little something on, I think it was George Michael or whatever. And when he died, and they say he was a great philanthropist, you know. And he gave all his money and was so generous. What was his heart? Don't let this stuff fool you. Dark is dark. I don't care. You don't overcome dark by doing something. You can overcome dark by getting light, Mike. Are y'all following me? See. Okay. So, here's James now. Get the light come. As soon as the light comes, nobody's good but the Father. What I thought was good was terrible because I was void of any concept of goodness. Are y'all following me now? Tina, thank God that he came. Thank God that he came. Thank God that he came. Because Satan had that monopoly. See, it's like you. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation light coming to this man. Amen. Grace and peace. Amen. 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 Thank you, James. Cheryl, we were empty. And we kept trying to get help. But our help was empty. Right? Our help was empty, Tony. Right? That's why he said, it's the blind leading the blind. Your help was empty. In other words, they weren't in heaven. They weren't a messenger. They didn't come from spirit realm. They weren't an angel, if I can say it like that. See, you need an angel, sir. You got to have an angel. We keep seeking man for help. And what you need is an angel. Remember that was in Job? You dream once, twice, three times, then God sends an angel to try to show you what's right, because we have no, we're formless and void. We don't have any knowledge, guys. We don't have any knowledge. We don't have any sense of goodness. See, Genesis 1, Randy. It's all in there in the rock. But see, we just thought it was literal when God was creating the earth and we knew the history of it. And we looked down, peek inside of it. Oh, yeah, that's me. Look, it's a whole lot more in here. It's a whole lot more here, guys. There's a whole lot more in here. See? But yet, he's awakening us be to his spirit. If you can just hear what I'm saying about you need an angel, you need a messenger, you need someone from the other realm, don't think that's like mystic. Bible full of this stuff. It's not mystic. They label that stuff that Satan made them label that to keep you from, you know, scare your mind. Shoot. But it's all sitting there, right, Rainy? Rainy mystic, y'all. Rainy mystic. We're going to call it mystic Rainy. Let me know if you got anything, you know. I don't know. Formless and void, absence of goodness and absence of truth. There was no truth. Come in, Courtney. There was no truth about you. All you knew was the letter. All you knew was the letter, and it monopolized you, right? Until the angel came. Somebody said, I didn't see him. Who cares? I know now, once I was blind, but now, y'all follow me, right? Oh, your angel tracking you. He's tracking you. He's tracking you. They're tracking you. Now he's there. He, she, it, whatever. They're tracking you. Right. You got a tracker on it. You got one of them. right. They're tracking your tail, man. They're going to give you light and revelation, see. You got a track on you, man. Unseen. Yes. And we can say, like the guy said, we're right there with the angels. See, are y'all following me? It's just the light, guys. And this is why it says over there in John, Jesus, he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So he's lighting Courtney up, right? World won't understand it. But, you know, Lilla, we have experiences with that angel. Look, y'all can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. The kids play that song. And so, look, Cheryl, she can bask in the light. Put your hand behind her, Cheryl. Put your hand behind her, Cheryl. Put your hand behind her, Cheryl. We can bask in the light. We can get renewed by the light day by day. You know, that which was empty now has now got to light, filling up with light, filling up with light until it starts to burn and glow. And who's this woman? What's that on you? It's the light now. Amen. Amen. Transcendent Courtney. Amen. I call her Supreme Court. Supreme Court. Jesus. Felicia. Yeah. You feel like Supreme Court. Can anybody tell me nothing? Pastor Ross, come put your hand on the back, please. Pastor Ross, come put your hand on the back, please. Pastor Ross, come put your hand on the back. Put your hands on the back. What's happening is, guys, here we're leaving the world. We're just leaving the world. It's all light, you know. It's not like God got to do, you know, he's just got to shine something on you. It's all revelation. And we stand in the courts of the Lord. Pastor Jerry, can you get up? And put your hand on my back, please. We stand in the courts of the Lord. And that's why the scripture would say you have to come like an empty vessel. In other words, you got to know what you're not. You got to know what you're not. You got to get a revelation of what you're not. Right? You come as an empty vessel, and then the light can come. Then we got Genesis 1, right? Then the dove, the bird from the sky comes to get you back into the heavenly realm, Mike. See? Right? But as long as you're full of you, the bird can't light. There's a grace. The big grace here. Lilla, come on. On me. The big grace here is the grace of emptiness.
Yes.
This is the big grace. Is the grace. That's the first grace. It's the grace of emptiness. Can I empty you? You know what Supreme Court told me the other day? She said, I gave myself credit for my energy and strength and doing all the work I'm doing. And God had to check me about that, you know.
Come on now.
The Supreme Court told me that, you see. Then she struck the gavel, right? Are y'all following me? It's a grace of emptiness on her. A lot of people don't recognize how empty, right? You think it's your own strength, see. Yes, we lose our own natural confidence and we get it in the spirit. Thank you, Father, for resurrection life in Valisa, that she would know you and the power of your resurrection. That she would know you. Get off this earth and know me, the Lord said, and the power of my resurrection, and watch my favor grow and increase and grow and increase. The light shine. And before you can even think a thing, I'll be doing it already. Right. Just flow with me, glide with me, shoot off with me in the spirit realm. And watch me work. Amen. Light. Interior light. Thank you. Interior light, right? Defying gravity. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. So void is the absence of goodness, and empty is the absence of truth. Void, formless and void, refers to the absence of goodness. Being empty is an absence of truth. You had no goodness. You had no truth. Rainy, Genesis 1, Rainy. This is mankind. This is mankind. This is Genesis 1. Yeah. It's not, certainly you create the world that way, but that's all prophetic of what was happening in the inside. You guys, we got to see the inside, see? And if you look and you feel yourself, you know spiritually we don't have anything until the light comes. Right. We were void and empty. We had no spiritual truth. We had no vision of heaven itself at all. And here comes Jesus after he redeemed us. Paul writes, set your affections on things above. Why? Because the light had come. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you couldn't see it. You didn't even think about it. Isn't it good to be here? See, isn't it good to be here? Right? Isn't it good to be here? Lock elbows. Isn't it good to be here? See, Tina, when it gets like this, truth can speak to truth. You know, you understand? We can feel, Tony, we can feel each other in the spirit, see? Because we both had the same bird from heaven shine on us, and we see the same light now. See, you understand? But something had to happen too supernaturally. Right? The darkness, Rob, fled. No imitation is revelation. See, we're not trying to copy this stuff. See, you need revelation of your own.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So the person right next to you couldn't have it. The messenger might be saying the same thing, but the person next to you with no revelation means nothing to them. Because they're formless and void. You understand? And empty. They're empty, right? Until the bird comes on them. See. Jesus. Then we can thank God for salvation. We can thank God, Rainy, for Genesis 1, right? Back to the beginning, Rainy said. Back to the beginning and understand what happened. Then he called Cheryl. He called the first. It was the evening and the morning. See, the evening was the dark. You, but then came the morning. Him. Right, morning star, day star. Everything is evening, it's still you in the flesh. Right, everything that's morning is day star. Right, it's divine light revelation, right? We say, Cheryl, we got this two sides of us still. There's an evening side of Cheryl. But then that morning side, light. Revelation, heavenly, spiritual. There's the evening side of Cheryl, earthly. Still Cheryl, you know, we got to put up with B today, you know. But then there's that morning side of B. The morning side is Christ all only. There's no good in you, so you only. The evening side is Mike only. Stand up, Mike. Who have not got to you today? Nida, come on. Can you help me, Nida? Can you help me, Miss Nida? Come on. Help. I need you to help me demonstrate. Come on over here, Mike. So it just helps. It just helps. Okay. So you stand on this side of Mike, Ms. Nida. Yeah. Right. So one person. Yeah. One person. That's right. Let's see one person. one person, that person's name is Pastor Mike, right? Yeah. I love to get on Pastor Mike. Most of the time, he's evening. No, that's true. But every once in a while, we see that morning come in. Right? It's there all the time, but it's not peeking through, right? My whole point is that in Mike, there's nothing good at all. Look, it's all still the same day. Even in the morning where the first day, it's all still the same day, but it's too much evening going on. Are y'all following me? Are y'all following me? Genesis 1, Rainy. Are y'all following me? Right? So unfortunately, B, unfortunately, Corley, unfortunately, Amen, unfortunately, Quilla, and so when we first get started, it's still evening a lot. But the more renewing goes on in the spirit, the day starts to bloom more and more. It's just Christ in us, you know. We don't have any day in ourselves. It's just Christ in us. So y'all follow me. So we got to preach Christ, Nikki, because he's the only day. The day star, the morning star, the day star. What did Paul say? When the day star rises in your heart, you know, the glory comes. See, I'm trying to say to you. Kevin, Genesis 1, Kevin, see? Right, his God sending you a secret messages in the scripture. If you hear me, the Holy Spirit can make your darkness day more and more and more. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Was that a good one? Miss Nida, you did good. I don't know about him. The day was great. But. Quilla, the evening, yeah. Right. See how much God loves you. He still knows there's some evening there. He still knows some evening. He ain't crazy. But he knows what he can do inside of you. He knows what he's doing. It's like God saying, nobody can tell me nothing. Nothing. He knows what he can do inside of you. If you arrest in the example he gave you back in Genesis 1, he thought about you back there. If you can rest in it, you know, you can't make yourself day. Wow. You can't make yourself day. Don't come down on yourself. You can't make yourself day. No more than, you know, in the dark time. Can't make, you know what I'm saying? Evening and the morning, the first day, prophetic of Rakim. It's like God said, I know my baby. I know what I can do. I just got to enlighten her to this stuff. See? I just, Brenda, I just have to send her a messenger. See? That's why I like what you, Jerry, what you shared about Shelly when those angels were coming to her. Just her messengers coming and give her more enlightenment. See? But all this is on the inside. It's all on the the revelation comes on the inside. It's what's happening on the inside. It's secret hidden behind the letter. See, and I just have to keep saying this. See, the letter can monopolize your mind. So here's what God does for you. He sends somebody from another realm because we get tied to the natural so quickly. You know, so quickly we think the natural is normal. And that's really why we meet, Jerry. That's why we meet. Really, let's get out of the natural and get back in the spirit again, because we kind of it wanes and gets off. We get back down to the earth, so we come back together. God sends a messenger. Let's get in the spirit back again, because we kind of wane. See, that's why we gather, so we can get back in the spirit and learn how to live there. See. Because, you know, like you might come to the house and you're like, why am I here? You know, I had a long day. I don't even really feel like coming. Somebody had to kick me out the door. But as soon as you get in there, see, that's because it's been evening too long. you know, we got to get back in the spirit, guys. So it's not like the old-timey thing. They kind of got coerced to come to church, and the Bible says forsake not to assemble themselves together, you know, because they wanted your money and, you know, to be popular. No. It was, you know, or they were insecure. No, it was because, it's supposed to have been because we got to hit that realm together. You understand? You know, sometimes it's hard to hit it by yourself. You know, you got to hit that realm together. You know, you can go about your day and it's like, you know, it's just natural. See, until he starts to give you. So I'm just going to say it like this and we'll catch up on it later. Remember I told you, I can go through all 6-7 days. So basically, we're just getting the first day. Yes, I say, we haven't gotten, you know. Most Christians haven't gone beyond the first day. Okay, so, Yeah. First day is a lot, right? First day is a lot. Think about it. See, I think Enoch got to 6, you know. And all that typology has to do with what's going on inside of you. But, Brenda, we got to get this part first, see? Because, you know, even raining the first day, even raining, come on, raining, come on, raining, raining, even first day. Come on, raining, come on, raining, come on, raining, come on, raining. Yeah, chuck it on up here. Stan, it's hard to convince people that I'm formless and empty and void. It's hard to convince people that was me. You know what I'm trying to say? That had to be Mike, Quilla, you know. You understand? You got to get a revelation that Genesis was you. You got to know that. And really, when you think about it, how else are you going to really appreciate the grace of God unless you were formless and void? But we don't like to think of ourselves like that, you know. Right? And even for Rainey to get that revelation, God had to show, you know, that revelation was for the house. Right? So Rainey and I can guarantee your walk's going to be higher. Your worship's going to be higher now. Right? Because you know where you came from not, if you understand what I'm saying. Amen. Thank you, Rainey. Kevin, how you joining the ministry, Kevin? That's exactly why I tell them that. How you join the ministry? Genesis 1.
Yeah.
Formless and void. Empty. See, you don't join it. You're birthed into it. And you're birthed in by revelation. Look, Lillard, where we been, Lillard? God named the day the light day, or nighter, and he named the dark night, Mike. Oh, y'all follow me? And it was evening, and it was morning. Do I have another verse, or is that it? Oh, my goodness gracious. I forgot about that one. Okay. So this is Jeremiah, right? For my people is foolish, right? Right. They have not known me, formless, empty. They have not known me. They are sottish. I think that word means like I'm drunk, you know. somebody look it up for me real quick. But experts said evil, right? Right. Come on up here, Mike. Experts of evil, Quilla. and Klutz is that was good. In other words, you don't even know the difference between the two. Are y'all understand? Genesis 1. Void of the truth. They don't know him. Because, see, really, the truth is a person. Truth is the light of a person, right? And Jesus says, this is why you're condemned, because you don't know me. In other words, you don't know the light. You don't know a person. You know, it's not knowledge of scripture. It's a person. See? Thank you, Mike. Every time I grab people, I don't want to let them go. Skilled in doing evil. Skilled. See, you got to paint this picture. You got to paint this picture. This Genesis 1, that's my point. That's all Genesis 1. It's skilled, and this is what we didn't think of ourselves as before. Skilled at evil. That was for Jim Jones or some mass murderer or something. the thief on the cross or... Stand. We're inside, in self-talking inside. We might not, it never may have displayed itself on the outside yet. But just give God a couple hundred more years. If you live long enough, it'll come out. Thank God for only 100 years, right? Because if we live 300, we say, God, I didn't know that was in me. But it's in there. That's why, you know, John would say, you know, if you think about murder, you know. But the bird came and brooded over you. Oh, did we finish that, right? They are Sardis children. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. You're wise to do evil, right? Yes, ma'am. You can do it real good. Skilled at it, right? So stand. Sure, this is why we don't come down on each other, because we're all wise and skilled, right? It's not like a few people over there, you know. God, let that bird come. Day one. It's day one. Rob, it's day one, Rob. Wait till I get to two, glow. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. To do good, they have no knowledge. They don't even know how to do it. You know what this is setting you up for? The only good come out of me if the light himself get in the air and start turning me green. I want to be connected to, what did you say yesterday, to the vine. And that's the only way gonna come out, anything good gonna come out of me. Is the light himself get here. Light's a person. Good's a person. Good's a person, Raquel. It's not a thing you do. Good's a person that you're joined to. Yes, Tina. Now look at 23, Rob. Genesis, right, Randy? Genesis. I beheld the earth, right? And lo, it was without form, right? Genesis. Took us right back there. Without form or void, and the heavens, they were without the heavens, and they had no light. Took us right back there. Go ahead, message.
I looked at the earth. It was back to pre-Genesis chaos and emptiness. I looked at the skies and not a star to be seen. I looked at the mountains, they were trembling like aspen leaves. and all the hills rocking back and forth in the wind. I looked, what's this? Not a man or woman in sight and not a bird to be seen in the skies.
No spirit, void, no spirit, no spirit, no spirit, Mike, no spirit, Randy, no spirit, Stan, no spirit. And remember, see, he's not talking, he's telling you about creation, but he's referring to the verse ahead of, before it, right? He's talking about men, you don't know me, and this is what you're like in 23, Genesis. Still, right. Still. Look, the sky was empty. Come on, man. Sky, look, Courtney, sky was empty. Sky was empty. Until that sky gets, that something comes from that sky, start brooding over you. You empty thing, you. Woo. Black, inky. Nothing good. We hadn't known what salvation was. Jesus. Gina, if we had a spiritual mind, we could have went back to Genesis 1 and the Holy Ghost would have lit up all that stuff for us 20 years ago. And I could be walking in the heavenlies. See. Oh, yeah. She's trying to make a point. You see, here's what, Felicia again. Come on. Now God's sending a messenger. Are y'all following me? You know how bad you need a messenger. You see, you need a messenger, man. You need a messenger. You don't need a sermon. You need a messenger. See? That's his name. If we would have said, what did Malachi say in chapter 3? Behold, I send my messenger, you know. I think, can I say this? The messenger is going to be LBX. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There's a grace there, though. He'll be here, too. Yes. Praise Jesus. It's like my daughter. You are not left out. Watch the message from the skies. Amen. Ain't Jerusalem, sing about Jerusalem. Amen. Yes, man. Ooh. I think I'm just going to read some of this. Okay. All right. So, great day, guys. I think I'm going to just read some of this. Wow. I know. She was like, Pastor. Yeah. Okay. All right. There was something about he moved on the face of the waters. I'm going to say that, and I think I'm going to. Then we're going to save it for another. Yeah. What verse is that when he said the face of the waters or something like that? Is there in there? Yeah. Then I think we'll stop. I see you, Lord. Jesus. Verse 2, read that for me, Tony. As long as it has about the face of the waters on it, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, it says the deep, yeah.
The surface of the deep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Right.
And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the water.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, who am I going to use for this one? Lillard again, you my favorite. Okay. Now, we'll say this one, and then I think I'm going to try to close. It brooded upon the deep. There's something deep in Lillard. Right. But it can't come out. You know, would the scripture say deep calls to deep? There's something deep in Lillard, but can't be exposed or can't be made manifest until a brooding happens over her from another realm. Because even before the brooding, there's something deep in there, but it's lost. And here comes God brooding over it, right? He starts to brood over the face of the waters. The face. He brooded over the face. Now I can get some knowledge. Now I can get some spiritual knowledge as I brood over the face of this waters, you know. Now I can get some spiritual insight, some spiritual knowledge, some revelation, because the bird comes and starts to brood. Otherwise, it's still chaos. Otherwise, it's still nothingness. But there's a depth there. And it needs the brooding. That's what I say about Mary. There was a depth in Mary to receive Jesus down in her womb. But the Holy Ghost had to brood over her. See, there's something rich and deep inside you. But the Holy Ghost got to stop brooding over you. Right? It's no use in you talking about your own good. There's no good in it. Until he starts brooding. Then you will start to know, I got deep stuff in me that I didn't even know I had. I can do things, Rob, that I didn't think I could ever do. I mean, come optimistic about everything. Not out of some lesson I learned, but some brooding starting to happen to me. Oh, we can do this thing now.
Yes.
Not because somebody convinced me, but that brooding started to happen. Now, y'all follow me? Because something deep inside you, see. You deep thing, you. I'm trying to make up for my other one. See, Courtney's deep. See, James is deep. Quilla's deep. Where's the brooding? Brenda's deep. See, it's the brooding. See? Yeah, you got potential, but not without the light. See, things going to get exposed to us day by day. And we're going to give the light all the credit. Thank God. Lillard, she's a ton of wealth, but in the spirit. Ain't y'all fun? Ain't no use in her putting it on her license tag and stuff. All you're telling me then is you don't really know about it. Because you start telling it, you don't really know about it. You understand what I'm saying? If it's in you, it's secret, you know. I hope everybody can hear me. The light has come to expel the darkness and reveal the depths of Lillard. Jesus, the secret things belong to the Lord. See, even when God starts exposing things through Cheryl, she's not going to want to take any credit because I don't even know how I got it. I ain't going with man's opinion of that stuff. You know, it really kind of hurts me is the preacher say God's going to reveal your destiny. What are you talking about? Anybody can say that. Your destiny is tied solely in the day. In yourself, you're still the evening. In yourself, you're still the evening. But Jerry, here comes the force of grace letting this thing come out. Amen. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Okay. All right. I say spiritual lives matter. I follow me. All right. Okay, glow. I think I want you to do this, if you don't mind. Read this for me. Take your time and read it. From here, this is Genesis, all the way down. Just don't read that part right there. Okay. Don't read that last part. All right.
Genesis 1:3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
I just know I needed a shift. I know something had to shift over. And as soon as she read it, it's like I heard it for the first time. But go ahead.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Inside of you.
The first step is taken when we begin to realize that goodness and truth are something transcendent. People who... The first step is taken when we begin to realize that goodness and truth are something transcendent. The first step is taken when we begin to realize that goodness and truth are something transcendent. People who focus exclusively on externals do not even know what is good or what is true. That's the truth. Everything connected with self-love and love of worldly advantages they consider good. And anything that promotes those two loves we consider true. They are unaware that such goodness is evil and such truth false. When we are conceived anew, however, we first begin to be aware of our good is not good. Then that's the truth. And as we advance further into the light, it dawns on us that the Lord exists and that He is goodness and truth itself. The Lord says in John, that we need to know of His existence. Unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins, John 8:24. Unless you believe that I am, you will die. You will die in your sins. John 8:24. Unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. We need to know, too, that the Lord is goodness itself, or life, and truth itself, or light, and consequently that nothing good or true exists that does not come from Him. This is also found in John. In the beginning there was the Word, the light. And the Word was present with God. in the beginning. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the light, and the light was present with God, and the light was God. Everything was made by Him, and nothing that was made without Him. In Him was life, and the life was the light of humankind. But the light appears in the darkness. He was the true light that shines on every person coming into the world. John 1, 1. That's it.
Okay. Watch it, Belisa. It's going to bathe you now. The light's going to bathe you. Amen. Thank you, Lilla.
This is just so I can look the devil and say, in your face. 10 years ago, I rededicated my life to Christ, and it was really difficult and painful because I had to come out of my comfort zone. Pastor Jerry, like Pastor Jerry said, I didn't understand church. I didn't know how to act in church. So my sisters tried to help me. So for the past 10 years, I've had a lot of women give me clothes and shoes, and I never fit in them right. I never could walk in them right. One particular pastor, she gave me half of her closet, and I still can never walk in her shoes the right way. Even Rocky, I think a couple of years ago, had given me a pair of shoes, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't walk in them. So finally, the Lord said, stop trying to walk in other people's shoes. So I stopped accepting people's shoes. Then I started to try to buy the shoes that I liked. And said, well, okay, maybe if I train myself in stilettos, if I train myself to walk in high heel shoes, I'll even learn how to walk. Yesterday, while waiting to go eat, went to JCPenney's, and I bought these shoes. Always liked them. Always wanted a pair, so I grabbed them. Today, when I put them on, I walked in to the sanctuary, and I felt different. And I couldn't understand why I felt different, but I felt different. I could actually walk. And when Rocky seen me, she rejoiced. It wasn't a normal sister, oh, girl, you look cute. It was a whole, she lifted me up off my feet type of, oh, my God, you look nice. Oh, you look so cute. I love the shoes. And she picked me up. So it boosted my ego a little bit. I was like, okay, I got my little shoes. And then Roz did it. And then Joy did it. And it just kept going and it kept happening. And then finally, Kevin, would you know mine? Can you grab that chair for me? And just put it right here. Thank you. Once everything settled down, I sat down, and my feet started to burn. And God said, now look down. And I looked down, and my feet weren't wobbling. Because, you know, sometimes the heel on the shoe will make your foot still lean over. And I didn't have to take the shoe off. And he said, your feet are elevated, but they're firm. Yes. Yes. Your feet will never touch the floor again. And I remember Pastor had said it to me about a week ago, that your feet from this day forward will never touch the floor again. So I just want to look the devil in the face and say, na 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 boo boo. Because it just felt crazy that my feet weren't wobbling. And y'all know I always wear sneakers. Even in sneakers, my feet still didn't feel right when I walk. I don't care how expensive the shoes was or what I purchased. They just never felt right. But for the first time, my feet are finally in my shoes. My shoes.
May tell me nothing. All right.
Morning in the Word is similarly taken to mean every coming of the Lord, so that it is a word of being created anew. Let me read that again. Morning in the Word is similarly taken to mean every coming of the Lord.
There's a morning coming in Outer Banks. It's just, it's coming. a messenger coming to give you a morning. Weeping might endure, right? That's not physical. That's spiritual. Okay. That's spiritual, Derek, right? The evening might be weeping, but Jerry, joy comes in the morning. Tina's got some joy, okay? Right? Spiritual, we got to think spiritual. Okay, go ahead.
So that it is a word of being created anew. Since evening is when there is no faith.
Right. And evening, there's no faith. There's no faith. It's dark, void.
And morning is when there is faith. The Lord's coming into the world is called morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
He's the day star. Okay. Amen.
We can rejoice in Jesus today. We can truly rejoice in Jesus today because the deceiver's power has been broken. The lie has been revealed and truth stands firm and the light is bright. And revelation and truth walk together hand in hand. And we are one with revelation and truth, and we walk none other than in the light. The evening is gone. Day is here. The light has come. I was sitting there thinking about the wonderful revelation that we can get, Kevin, when we realize that that voidness and that chaoticness was me. And once we get that revelation, that's the first step, Pastor Gloria said. I've got to understand where I was to begin to appreciate what God is doing. Because we're going to take it for granted. If I don't understand how void and empty and lost and messed up I was, I'll never understand the light and the brightness and the goodness of God. We've been saying that, God, we want your goodness. His goodness is passing before us today. We're like Moses. We've been asking, show us your face. He said, I'm going to let my goodness pass before you. And what is this other than the revelation? Goodness is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Moses saw him up on the mountain. God said, I'm not going to show you my face, but I'm going to show you goodness. I'm going to show you goodness. I'm going to let goodness come. And he has allowed goodness to come to us today. Revelation. God, I'm so grateful that we can rejoice and we can dance in his goodness, Cheryl. All of our feet have been elevated. We've all been lifted up because truth and life, Pastor Gloria read, is an ascended thing. So in order for us to even get it and understand it this morning, you've got to know that we've been lifted up. Because if we were still earthling, we wouldn't have never got it. Pastor would have never been, the messenger wouldn't have been able to come. See, the messenger can only come when there's an open door. If there's no open door, the messengers can't come. That's why we can't see our angels yet. Because we got to keep being ascended so that the messenger can come forth and bring us light and truth, which is revelation, the revealing and the unveiling of the Christ, the fullness of who he is. I'm standing over there saying, Lord, thank you. He's giving us the fullness, Shanique. Not just a little teeny bit, Lella. He's given us all of who he is. Thank you, Rainey. Genesis 1. We can look at each other now and say, hey, Genesis 1. Hey, Genesis. the realization of that, y'all. The Holy Spirit just wanted to sink in. The realization of Genesis 1 and who we were and who we still are. Because we still just in day one. Whew. Just the first day. I'm sitting over there saying, Lord, have mercy. Whew. We're going to be like him by the time we get to day 6. Come on, y'all. We just walked into day 1. He's brooding. But you wait till he get to day 6. We all going to be slain. When the messenger come, before he even open his mouth, we just say, okay, we out. Because we'll be that new creation that he's formed us from the dust of the clay. Paul said a new creation. All of the Bible is getting to make sense now, y'all. If you don't understand Genesis 1, you're not going to understand, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 5:17 on so many license plates. You don't get this, you can forget it. And that's why we haven't gotten it. We quoting it. But we don't know nothing about being a new creature. We are a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. Because we got to go back to Genesis and find out what really passed away. What needs to pass away. We don't even know what needs to pass away. So I'm holding on to stuff that needs to pass away. Because I just don't know. Jeremiah said, they don't know me. My people don't know me. And skilled at evil. And anything that's not of God is evil. I don't care how we dress it up. If it's not of God, it's evil. And it's against the Christ. She want to read that. Don't give her the mic. Phone mic. Mike, give her the mic.
So these are the synonyms for sodish. Besotted, blasted, blind, blitz, blotto, bomb, boozy, canned, cockeyed, crocked, drunk, drunken, fried, gassed, hammered, high, impaired, inebriate, intoxicated, juice, lit up, loaded, loot, oiled, pickled, pie-eyed, plastered, potted, ripped, sash, smash, soosed, zosh, squish, or squishy.
All of that out of one word.
Stewed, stiff, that's stinking.
Us. We can just pick
stone,
one.
Tank.
We can pick two or three of them.
Tiddly, tight, titsy, wasted, wet, and wiped out.
Wiped out. But, you know, I thank God that the spirit of deception is broken over us. We will not be deceived. We will not be deceived because light has come. We're going to be able to understand and know good from evil, right from wrong. And we're going, they said that evil men love darkness more than they love light. That was us. That's the church. But we thank God for revelation and for the messenger. For the messenger of this house. For the messenger of this house. That he comes with revelation and light and truth. And the deceiver has no part in us anymore. Will not and cannot be deceived, Derek. He cannot tell me nothing, Satan. I'm grounded. I mean, at least we in day one, y'all. That's a wonderful thing. At least we in day one. We got to day one. Finally got to day one. All these years. We just getting to day one. Because we was really outside of him. Living with the deceiver. Satan fell from heaven like lightning. And tore up stuff. And he's still doing it. And we believe in what? The lie. We cannot. He has a monopoly, yes. On the saints of God. The children of God. Jeremiah said, those are my children that don't know me. And think about it. All those 40 years, Israel was in the wilderness. Never found light. Never got truth. And they never knew him. That first generation had to die out. So you think you're sitting here saying, well, that can't be me. Oh, yeah. Yes, it can. I could have been here for 72 years and still never know him. Never understand who he really is and what his call is on our lives. It's to come out into day one. So let's celebrate day one, y'all. Woohoo! We praise God for that. We praise God for that. Hallelujah. That we can walk in truth and light, and that the evening, that we can come out of the evening and walk in the light of the day. Yes, today is our first birthday. Being born again. We've been born again. Can't even see the kingdom. Can't even see it, let alone get into it. Unless our new nature. And can't even see it, let alone live in it. He's given us a new nature, a new constitution, I say. He's making us brand new all through and through. Through and through. We thank God for each and every one of you. Pastor Mike.
Hey, man, that's crazy. You know, it's making me think about the minor prophet Amos when he said that he had to go to the king. And he said, the king said, go away, you seer. And Amos said, I have not been taught by a prophet. I have not been trained. I've been working, dealing with the fig trees, and I've been tilling the ground. But this is what I know of the Lord. This is what the God says. So that's what reminds me of the messenger. What he was saying is he had a message for the king. And what you were saying is God touched D this morning to play that song. There was a messenger, something different from heaven had to come down. Same thing with Pastor. Half of his notes are probably not even dealing with what he got from heaven. Why? Because the messenger has shown up this morning. And we done got a word from God. So it's like, okay, so now when Pastor said something to Courtney and said, you are the Supreme Court, her name changed. You go back what Derek has said Wednesday, when God wanted to change his name. So we got to catch what the messenger is saying and not just what people say. He had to get a revelation from somewhere else to call her Supreme Court. You can't give your own self a name. You can't take what he said lightly, Courtney. Because you are Supreme Court. See, you have to see that in the spirit. Right? We have to see that in the spirit. Why? Because it didn't come from Pastor. It came from heaven. It came from the angel. That's why he had to say that in the beginning. That man didn't sing that song. The only way he could sing that song is that he had to have an encounter from a different place. He had to call her court, Supreme Court, from a different place. Not from the Supreme Court that we know from the earth. It's a heavenly thing. That's why we had to go back to Genesis. This is why it has to take place in another location. Why? Because, see, now when we talk about day one, it has to be a totally different. You can't think about day one from an earthly standpoint. Tomorrow is day one. No, it has to come from a messenger that you get a revelation that you are nothing. Because every time we think of it, we mess it up from the earth. It's evening. See, we shouldn't say nothing else today, but oh, how much we live in the evening. I'm sitting there like, God, every message that I thought I spoke and I thought was good, every time I prayed for somebody and I thought there was something and everybody said, oh, that was so good, it's all evening. Listen, every Wednesday that we thought we was getting something, every time we thought we was getting something, God just told us today was day one. We was only born today. See, look, he said, look, you were so icky that my grace was still sufficient in your mess. That I showed up even on Wednesdays and the last couple of Sundays. I keep showing up because I know I got to introduce you to day one. Listen, listen, this is how deep this messenger is. When I'm about to say Pastor Lorraine, when Lorraine said, going back to Genesis, think about it. How many of us caught that when she said it? We didn't catch it. Why? Because we were still icky. We were still in the evening. See, we were saved. We were saved. But we were still in the evening. See? The messenger had to go through that vessel to say, look, I'm going to introduce you to something else. We were still in the belly of God. He was still carrying us as he was pregnant with us. And today he gave birth. That's why you can say that today is our birthday. Why? Because we was born today. That's what the messenger does. But see, in our own ability, what we understand of God, we use this in the beginning that, look, I was saved a long time. I've been saved for 18, 20 years. Why? You've been in church all these years. Why? Because we think that's where our beginning started from. Today is a whole different revelation. Now, he had to open up. Listen, man, there's so much in it. When he said her face, right, the face, see, that was so deep. That was so deep. Why? Because, see, that's when you can begin to see the unseen. This is when he's dealing with your face, when he's hovering over your face, this is when he's renewing your mind. Remember all the times you've been saying, God, renew my mind, and it never happened? It can't happen until the messenger come and say, let me hover over your face. Because the messenger has to do it. You can't claim it and name it. You have to allow the messenger to show up and say, no, now I'm going to renew your mind. Now, when B was pulling on your ear, now you can hear. Then when he talking about when he laid hands on the blind man so he could see, when the hover over your eyes, the face changes everything. Now you have the mind of Christ. Now you can see the unseen. See, this is what it talks about. The thing that's seen with the eyes is subject to change. But the unseen is eternal. But until that messenger comes, you can't see anything. You don't even know what great prophet that was standing before us this morning. He had to go just like that guy was singing that song. And we were like, holy. That's the same thing what happened to this guy today. Something had to visit him to take him from his house up into another realm to get this type of revelation. Listen, they was in here worshiping way before anybody came in here. The messenger was already preparing these seats for you to sit in. That's how much he was thinking of each and one of us. I came here, I said, great day, D. Come on, stop. It's another round. You want me to close out, sir? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the new birth. God, we thank you for the true understanding of the messenger. Thank you for taking us back to Genesis for real. We talked about it, God, but now you done made it a reality for us. Listen, the floodgates is open. I'm saying this thing. The floodgates is open. We can choose to walk into this thing now. We can receive it or we can reject it. God, you've given us that option now, God. But your choice is for us to walk in the newness of you. Father, we understand now, God. We understand that we've been living in the evening all our life. Void empty. And we walking around here staking up the place, acting like we have something. But God, you said, no, let me introduce you to the light. Day has come. Now I begin to understand, God, what you said when it talks about Paul and Silas in prison. Oh, in the midnight hour. Because they coming. See, don't worry about the midnight because day is here now. Father, we thank you for that grace. We thank you, God. See, this is an opportunity, guys, that we don't have to go into Jeremiah. For somebody else to say, my people still don't know me. God, we glorify your name. Now we can sing holy, holy. Now we can say holy. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.